USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is talking about what he says is his strong support of Israel and his strong opposition to many of the people trying to enter the United States from Mexico. As he spoke to a group of Jewish Republicans in Las Vegas, the president had a special message to migrants heading for the United States.
We can't handle anymore. Our country is full. Can't come in. I'm sorry. It's very simple.
The president again mocked asylum seekers, saying many fake the fear of persecution, and they themselves are the ones who create fear to others. He said Central American nations, whose aid he has recently cut off, could do more to stop the formation of caravans heading for the United States if they wanted to.
I have a fear. They're pretty tough. They're pretty tough down there.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Rangers have recovered the body of another visitor to die at the Grand Canyon in a short time span. It's the third death in 3 weeks at the National Park in Arizona. Rangers say the 67-year-old California man fell about 400 feet down on the south rim of the park on Wednesday. A helicopter rescue team recovered the body, and Park Service officials are investigating. On March 25th, a man from Hong Kong was apparently taking a selfie on an overlook when he slipped and fell to his death. Last year, 7 people died in accidents at the Grand Canyon. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan has announced a run for the White House. He kicked off his campaign with a rally in Youngstown.
I will pledge to you, every time I walk downstairs and into the Oval Office, that you and your needs and your concerns and your worries, they'll be my worries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Amazon is planning to put over 3,000 satellites into orbit. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The plan is to increase worldwide access to the Internet. The plan is called Project Kuiper. It would reportedly put Amazon in competition with SpaceX, which is also planning a satellite Internet service. Amazon confirming its plan to Business Insider, calling Project Kuiper a constellation of low Earth orbit satellites to provide high-speed broadband to underserved communities all around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An attorney for President Trump calls on the IRS to reject Democrats' demands for tax returns. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump and his attorneys say they'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court before bowing to Democrats' calls for his tax returns. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell tells CNN they're staying within the law.
He went directly to the IRS commissioner, Mr. Reddick. We didn't go to the President of the United States. We didn't go to the President's lawyers. They've never rejected a request like this, the IRS, and we think the law is behind us.
But Republican attorney Andrew Stoltman tells CNN he disagrees.
Trump ends up fighting this. It'll go to the district court. The Supreme Court will review it, and you have to have a legitimate purpose, not just a fishing expedition, and that is what you guys are doing.
Making private tax information public is a felony, punishable by up to 5 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.